Hello again and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎又回到酒馆。We just had a quite cold and drizzling Sunday in Beijing, but it was also a big day in town because the Beijing Marathon took place yesterday. 昨天是北京马拉松，也就俗称的国马。It's a pretty big sporting event. So has any one of you taken part in yesterday's race? Or do you participate in any other marathon events?I have to admit, I really didn't know much about marathon before I started doing research for the program. A little over a year ago, one of our early listeners, Richard, specifically requested an episode on marathon and actually sent us a lot of relevant information and some vocabulary. So now I'm finally doing this. 在这里想特别感谢一下酒馆的老朋友 Richard 对于这期节目的特别点播以及给我们提供的资料。So, let's talk about marathon.First of all, what is a marathon? Well, it is a running event. A marathon is a race with an official distance of 42.195 kilometers, or 26 miles and 385 yards. Very exact, you might think. So why is it such a specific distance? This is because marathon race, originally it was to commemorate the story of Pheidippides.是用来纪念一位叫做 Pheidippides 的古希腊士兵。So Pheidippides was a Greek soldier, according to the legend. He fought at the Battle of Marathon near Athens in 490 BC. So Marathon was the name of a place near Athens. After the battle, he ran back to Athens from Marathon to tell the city that they had won the battle. So he kept running for about 40 kilometers.Which was the distance between Athens and Marathon. When he reached Athens, he shouted, "We have won!" and then just collapsed and died. So that was his very last run. 是不是感觉有点悲情又有点悲壮的传说呢? The modern marathon started with the first modern Olympics in 1896. Nowadays, you can run a full marathon, half marathon, 半马, orUltra marathon, 超马. This is a race that is longer than marathon. I just can't imagine doing that. It sounds extremely tough. With marathon becoming more popular, if you look around the world, they have something called the Abbott World Marathon Majors. This is a championship-style competition, and it includes six world's most high-profile marathons.在世界上马拉松的顶级赛事分别是在以下六个城市 Berlin, London, Chicago, New York, Boston, and Tokyo. And if you finish all of them, you become a six-star finisher. 中文里叫做六星跑者或者六星完赛者。This is kind of like the Grand Slam in marathon world. 这也就是马拉松界的大满贯。So getting back to Beijing Marathon,It's still relatively young. It was first held in 1981 and has been held every year since. The race uses lottery system to allocate entries. So you will have to be lucky enough to get a chance to participate in this marathon run. And the race begins at Tiananmen Square and finishes at the National Olympic Sports Center Stadium. If you have ever participated in marathon events,or have watched a marathon event up close or on TV, then you probably have seen these people with bunny ears. 不知道大家看马拉松的时候有没有看到戴兔耳朵的人? They have a very cute name. They're called the rabbit or pace bunnies. The official name is pacer or pace setter. 配速员,他们也被叫做兔子。These are people who run a specific time or pace. They're like your reference.If you want to run the marathon in 4 hours, for example, you will try to follow the 4-hour pace bunny or rabbit, and so on. There are, of course, faster bunnies and slower bunnies for you to choose from. Pace bunnies basically help other runners pace themselves and to get a better grip on their speed. Marathon is definitely not for everyone. It's an athletic sport with high risk and great intensity over long distances.It has very high physical demands on participants. So if you wish to participate in marathon race, you should be not only in healthy condition, but also have experience in running and have completed training. So let's take a look at how to train for a marathon. Of course, I'm far from being an expert, so this is just based on information provided by runners and also a little bit of research. So you generally have to have a training plan ranging from 12 to 20 weeks before the marathon because you need to build up your endurance. 你的耐力 Generally, you need to do a long run every week, like 12 or 15 miles. And there are some specific types of running that you can do to train for marathon, including interval run, 间歇跑, tempo run, 节奏跑. This is a pace that's faster than moderate, but still comfortable. It's about the lactate threshold, 乳酸门槛, 所以节奏跑又被叫做乳酸门槛跑。And you can also try LSD, long slow distance, 长距离慢跑。Or fartlek run. Fartlek is a Swedish word for speed play. So you're changing speed when you're running. 变速跑. So tempo run, interval run, fartlek run, and long slow distance. If you're interested in any of those, do more research. Maybe you can start training for marathon. So like we've mentioned before, marathon is an athletic sport with high risk, great intensity, and long distance.Therefore, there are many medical concerns that you need to take into account. For example, during the race, you might feel dizzy, you might have abdominal pain, this is like stomach aches, or cramps. 抽筋. You might need to be very careful, and perhaps even carry pain relief spray to ease the pain. And if the race is on a very cold day, like yesterday,Then you also have to be careful about hypothermia. This means loss of body temperature. If you are a runner, if you have ever done marathon or other long distance running, you might know the idea called the bonk or hitting the wall. This is when your energy level suddenly goes very, very low. You feel exhausted. You just feel like you can't carry on. 在马拉松里有撞墙这一说。Hitting the wall is not really hitting a real wall,It's like your energy suddenly drops. And experts were telling the runners how to avoid the bonk or how to avoid hitting the wall by eating carbohydrates. 补充碳水 Eating energy gels or bars. 食用能量棒 Drinking electrolyte drinks. 喝补充电解质的饮料 Start slowly to avoid the race day adrenaline rush.This is because runners, obviously on the day, you're excited and you might burn your energy too quickly. And of course, listening to the cheers of the spectators will help you keep your spirit high. So those are some information and tips about preparing for the race and what to do on the race day. The thing that's great about marathon is that unlike other races, where you have to outrun other participants to win, in marathon, I think as long as you finish it,You are already a winner, and you get a finisher medal. 完赛选手都会得到一个完赛者的奖牌 finisher medal. In the end, let's wrap up with a few idioms of running. When we want to talk about things over time or in the long term, we can also say in the long run, in the long run. We can say this will be good for you in the long run. To have a good run,means to achieve some level of success. If people say, we had a good run, this means we had some success. Or a dry run. To do a dry run means to rehearse something before really doing it. So you can say, for example, let's do a dry run before the big day. So those were some of the idioms in English about running. In the end, I just want to say, running is all good exercise,And I'm sure a lot of you are really excited to participate in events like marathon. But like many things in life, it's important to remember not to overdo it. Always assess your physical condition and always remember safety first. Other than that, enjoy the run. And if you are a marathon runner or if you're interested in the subject or have experiences to share, we would love to see your comments.
各位喜欢酒馆的小伙伴们酒馆自己的第六期进阶口语课程已经开始正式招生了。作为酒馆常客的你，想不想加入这个干货满满、乐趣不断的课程计划，让自己敢开口、会开口，真正的蜕变成 active learner 主动学习者？ 第六期的课程预期从11月中旬正式开课，想要咨询课程或者是想观看体验课录播的小伙伴们，赶快联系小助手吧。小助手的微信号是 luluxjg2， lulu 就是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的拼音首字母最后一个数字2， luluxjg2， 机会有限，不要错过哦。 I'll see you next time. Bye.